You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Me mind on fire, soul on fire,
feeling hot, hot, hot.
Party people all around me,
feeling hot, hot, hot.
Well, I'm playing the party music because we can look forward to more of this hot weather we've been having all the way through Monday. It's been so warm and really pleasant lately for most of us, hasn't it? I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. But why do we enjoy temperatures in the 80s and 90s while folks in other places need air conditioning? We'll hear more about that in just a bit. First, though, let's get more details on the forecast, Cliff.
Well, Bellamy, today is going to be a little bit cooler than yesterday. Some marine air pushed into low levels, and in fact, stratus clouds, which have been on the coast, had moved in up to South Seattle. So instead of being 90 or maybe 91, we'll probably be 86, 87 today in most of Seattle away from the water. A definite slight cool down. Then tomorrow, high pressure is going to start building in, but I think we'll have enough marine influence that we'll still remain in the 80s, maybe upper 80s. On Sunday, a ridge of high pressure extends itself from the south over the region. I think we'll be back to 90, low 90s in the region, so definitely a warm-up on Sunday. We'll stay warm, maybe slightly cooler on Monday and Tuesday, but then there's a big change. An upper-level trough, a major one, slides in off of the North Pacific, and temperatures will come back to normal range. So no more upper 80s. We'll be back into the upper 70s, and I think we'll have several days of near-normal temperatures starting around Wednesday. So the end is near for this.
So we get the natural air conditioning that we are kind of accustomed to around here. Now, there was an article in the Seattle Times earlier this week. Their data guy, Gene Balk, noted how few air conditioners per capita people have around here.
That's right. Generally, people can do without air conditioning here. Well, first, most of the summer, we have onshore flow, and the ocean's cool, and because of that, temperatures only rise into the mid to upper 70s for most summer days. But we do have our heat waves where temperatures get into the 80s and occasionally into the lower 90s. And those can feel warm, but there's one thing that we have that really helps, and that's low relative humidities.
So we don't have that sticky feeling when it gets hot, and that really makes a difference because we're able to cool down naturally.
Right. You know, human beings are amazingly effective at cooling by evaporation from our sweat. And if you have low relative humidities, or certainly not saturated relative humidities, that allows evaporation to work well. And we generally have very low relative humidities, especially during the hottest part of the day. One big reason is we don't have a lot of moisture in our air. It's kind of strange. We're near the ocean, but our air is relatively dry. The reason for that is that the ocean is relatively cool. The surface of the Pacific Ocean is only about 50 degrees, and the amount of water vapor air can pick up depends on temperature. So even if the air is above water, it can't get a lot of water vapor because of the cool temperatures. So that helps us, you know, because we have low water content. And then during our hottest periods, when we get offshore easterly flow, that air tends to be super dry because it starts from the arid interior of the West over eastern Washington, etc. That air starts out being dry. And then that air sinks over the Cascades as it's moving towards us from the east. It sinks on the slopes of the Cascades. That causes the air to compress and warm. And if you have warm air, the relative humidity tends to drop. Why is that true? Because the amount of water vapor air can hold depends on temperature. Warm air can hold more water vapor than cold air. And so warmer air, even if it starts with some water vapor, the relative humidity plummets. So one way or the other, if the air is coming off the ocean, it's relatively dry. If it's offshore, it's relatively dry. And that results in our relative humidities being quite low, especially during the middle of the day or the late afternoon when temperatures are the highest.
Occasionally it'll get sticky around here, but usually it seems like it's cloudy at that time. Is that correct?
That's right. I mean, it's very hard for us to get really sticky like it is in the East Coast. A good measurement of the amount of moisture is called dew point, the temperature at which you cool the air down and become saturated. In the East Coast, their dew points tend to be in the 60s, sometimes the 70s, occasionally the 80s. Here during the summer, our dew points are in the 50s. That means much drier air. Now, in the right setup, our dew points can occasionally get into the 60s. If we have warm air over us and some precipitation falls into it, that can bring it up. If it had rained a lot the last several weeks and the air had passed over this moist surface, we can get the dew points into the 60s. But those are extraordinary situations and extremely rare. Generally, our dew points are low and our relative humidities plummet during the day as the temperatures rise.
And real quick, another thing that's been really pleasant lately is we don't seem to have much wildfire activity at all, and so no smoke in the air.
That's right. We've had very little fire activity over Washington State. There's been a few flash fires, some grass fires when people probably threw a match or a cigarette out there into some grass, but there have been a lot of fires. And a big issue is that we have not had many thunderstorms. The surface is extremely dry. The fuels are very dry. But without lightning, we're not getting the fires in remote areas that are hard to catch. So as long as we don't have any lightning, I think the fires are going to stay down unless some people do some silly things like throw fireworks into grass. So let's hope people are careful now.
All right. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.